السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تغابزوا بالألقاب، بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان، ومن لم يتب فأولئك هم الظالمون. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال، قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المؤمن مرآة المؤمن، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. How many of us did not see the mirror today? We are so used to use the mirror, isn't it? Every single morning, first thing we see our face, right? Try to shave our face, unfortunately, every morning. And our sisters and mothers spend most of the time in front of the mirror, beautify, adorn themselves, do the makeup, right? So mirror is very important part of our lives. And why we go in front of the mirror? To check our face, our dress is okay, there is no spot, there is no dot, there is no blemish, there is no filth on my face and my dress before I leave the house. I check everything. And if I find something, what I do? I do not keep it as it is. Immediately I try to clean it, right? To clean that spot from my dress or from my face. I don't want to go with the same spot outside, with the same stain on my dress. I like to be look good outwardly. And that's the reason I use the mirror. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam have granted so many miracles. And one of the great miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Jawami'ul Kalim, meaning the words Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to have very little words, few words, but it used to be very deep in meaning, very profound. He never used to give lengthy bayan, very short and sweet words. All the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are very short, right? But if you think and ponder, it's so deep in meaning. For example, this hadith is only three words: Al-mu'minu mir'atul mu'min, that the believer is the mirror for his fellow Muslim brothers. It is our duty, if we find something wrong in our Muslim brother, then kindly, gently, nicely, privately, we should try to rectify. We should try to correct it. Now, ulama explain, in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has used the mirror as the example. A believer is like a mirror for the other Muslim brother. Now, what is the quality of mirrors? That is what the ulama tried to explain in the light of this hadith Mubarak. Number one, mirror doesn't lie. Whatever you come in front of the mirror is going to show you exactly as it is. If there is a black spot on your dress, it's not going to hide it. It's not going to say, no, it's okay, carry on. It's going to expose. This is wrong. So likewise, Muslims, the true believer should have this attribute, this sifat, that he should feel about next Muslim brother. Kullu Muslimin ikhwa. In one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned as the part of the iman, as the condition of the iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibbu li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsihi." O kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You cannot be a true believer until and unless you like for your fellow Muslim brother whatever you like for yourself. So, as a mirror, if you come in front of the mirror, it's going to point out this is wrong, this is the black spot, you must clean it. Likewise, if we find something wrong in our Muslim brothers, what we should do, we should not keep it as it is, it's no my business. Let him deal with it. No. Kindly, gently, but this is the condition. We should advise him, admonish him, try to correct his mistake in privacy, with ikhlas and with sincerity, not feeling bad about him. Try to correct and rectify his mistake privately. Brother, this is what you said, or this is what I found, is not according to Sharia. Please try to correct it, rectify yourself. This is the sifat of the believer. Another thing, mirror is very gentle in approach. If you come in front of the mirror, he's not going to shout you, he's not going to do anything. Quietly, he's going to show you, reflect whatever is there inside. So we as the Muslims, also if you find something wrong in our Muslim brother, don't shout, don't insult him. Don't humiliate him. Rather, quietly tell him, this is what it is I found, and I think it's not according to the Sharia. Gently, nicely, kindly. Your words, your approach should be gentle as the mirror. Sometimes, if you try to say someone, this is not right, this is not according to Sharia, he feel bad. He doesn't like it. He says, who are you to tell me? He gets mad. That is not right. If someone is telling me that this is not good in me, I should appreciate it. I should thank him. That, thank you, brother. I didn't recognize. But because, you know, if you have some spot on your face, for example, you are not able to see on your face until you come in front of the mirror. Right? Then only you can recognize, you can see your reflection, your picture in the mirror. Then you will see, oh, there is something wrong in my face. But like it is, if you're not in front of the mirror, you won't be able to see. Likewise, some other brothers can see what is wrong inside. You cannot feel it. So if someone is seeing and noticing and is trying to correct you, you don't feel bad about it. You should appreciate it. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to make dua. He used to say, Rahim Allahu Imra'in Ahda Ilayya Uyubi. Rahim Allahu Imra'in Ahda Ilayya Uyubi. May Allah have mercy upon that person, that brother, who gifted me Ahda, Ehda Hadiya, gift. He gifted me my Uyub, my mistakes, my faults, my shortcoming. He directed my attention towards it. He did very great favor to me. May Allah have mercy upon him. So if someone is connecting, you should not feel bad about it. You should appreciate and thank him. If you are clean, some of the stain, mirror will tell you that this is what right, this is not right, and this is what is good. Another sifat and quality of the mirror, if you stand in front of the mirror, he's going to show you the full picture of yours. It's only one spot has a stain or dirt or black spot, but rest of the dress is clean, white. So mirror is going to show you both. there is a black spot, there is a stain, and there are rest of the things are clean and very nice. So if you find some mistake in some brother, don't just condemn him, he's totally wrong. He does have a few mistakes, but rest of the good actions, good habits he has, you have to praise. Brother, you are very good. You're praying very nicely. You're doing this. But only this part, if you can correct it, you will be perfect. Right? So we have to, as we are pointing out his mistakes, we have to praise him for his good actions and good habits too. Like mirror is showing the whole picture. It's not only showing the black spot or stain. Another sifat of the mirror, mirror does not exaggerate. If I have a small spot, black stain on my dress, is only going to show that much. It's not going to amplify or make it bigger and then present it. It's not going to expose it. It's not going to make it bigger. So likewise, we also, if we find some mistake or some shortcoming in brother, we should do or tell him, advise him only that much. His small mistake, we should not exaggerate. We should not make it big. Oh, he's liar, he's this, he's no. Whatever is small thing or bad thing he has, that much only we are allowed to expose. We should not exaggerate. We should not condemn him totally and in the whole. Because he has a little bit mistake, we should just do that much. If I came in front of the mirror, there was a black spot. I went back, I wash it, I clean it. Then I came back again in front of the mirror. Mirror is not going to remind me what happened 5 minutes before. Now I am clean, he's going to represent as a clean person. Right? So it's not going to remind me about my past. So this is the sifat of the believer. If we find some mistake in some brother, and he pointed out, and after a few days, he met him again. And he found this time that mistake is no more. We should just forget and keep quiet. We should not remind him again. Brother, you remember last Friday you came and I told you like this and you had this mistake. No, no more. It's gone. It's clean now. Forget about it. Don't keep on reminding him again and again, over and over. This is what the mirror says. Just one time, and if next time he comes with the clean, show the clean part. Don't show him what happened previously. And another sifat of the mirror is, if you stand in front of a mirror, it's not going to show your back. What is backside? Is not visible. Only your front is visible in front of the mirror.